A new survey that came out this month said there are some good things and bad things happening in the OC. A coalition of government agencies, nonprofits, and businesses assembled what's called the Orange County Community Indicators Report. And it found the county's economy more robust than other places in Southern California. But it also says there are some big issues that remain. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So, the economy in the OC is chugging along right now, according to this report. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that at all. So every year, the Orange County Community Indicators Index, that's what it's called. This year, it's a 74-page report, and it just goes through all of these different economic indicators put together by nonprofits, by businesses, and all that. So the good news, at least so far, the jobless rate is lower than it is in California, so 3.7%. The high school dropout rate's actually pretty good, 5.4%. The state average is 9.8%. A lot more people have health insurance. The people without health insurance is 9% as opposed to 17% in 2013. So a lot of good stuff. And hey, it's Orange County. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. All good news.
Well, that sounds nice and rosy, Gustavo. So what's the problem? Are there problems in Orange County?
Oh, a lot. Besides the corruption, of course, housing. It's just way too expensive right now. It's a super hot market, but no one can live here. I mean, the cost of living is double than what it was just a couple of years ago. It's really, really bad. And so as a result, young people, people of my generation and younger millennials, they're leaving to the Inland Empire, to Texas, elsewhere, anywhere but Orange County. They want to stay here, but they just can't afford to live here.
So what are county leaders doing, or at least looking at doing, to help people attain affordable housing there?
That's the problem. Most of these cities do not want affordable housing. The problem with Orange County, I've always said, is we love to make everyone think that there are no problems. And as a result, we'll do anything possible to do that. So cities in South County, they will never, ever want affordable housing. We've talked about it actually on this show before, where they'd rather pay penalties to the government than pay any affordable housing. So what community leaders are trying to do at the very least is get better paying jobs. That's why another good thing that's happening, education in STEM, the STEM subjects, that's actually up 40% enrollment in that. So they're trying to create that next generation to have those higher paying jobs and then be able to afford the housing, even though the housing prices are not expected to go down anytime soon.
STEM, of course, science, technology, engineering, and math. What about the working population, Gustavo? You said there are jobs. We want higher paying jobs in Orange County. The OC is obviously famously a suburban island with a large service sector. Does it have a skilled and robust workforce that can take it into the next several decades?
What you're seeing is, yes, you have the high-tech jobs going on in Irvine, going on in Newport Beach, but the big booster in the economy is service sector jobs. And we all know how little they pay unless they're unionized. And, of course, in Orange County, if you want to make a union, you might as well be a communist.
So what happens, Gustavo, if these things continue, if we still have high cost of housing and high cost of living and people aren't catching up as far as income goes?
You're slowly starting to see it. The one population that's expected to grow more than any is the elderly population, people 65 and above. You know, and I'm not just talking about Leisure World and Seal Beach and Laguna Woods. It's all over Orange County. You see, especially in the older communities, older folks who are already retirees, they're the ones with the money. They're not selling their houses. And unfortunately, there's a lack of a community to be able to fill the jobs that they're leaving. So what's happening, a lot of those factories are leaving. A lot of people are just leaving Orange County. So what the economy as it is going to have the super rich and the super poor and no one in the middle class in between.
An income disparity that keeps getting bigger and bigger. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.